This is VOA News via remote. I'm Carol Bowman. The U.S. Senate could meet as soon as next week for the impeachment trial of Donald Trump. He's the first U.S. president to be impeached for a second time. The House of Representatives on Wednesday voted to impeach Trump on charges of incitement after his supporters rushed the Capitol building after the Republican urged them during a rally to fight President-elect Joe Biden's election victory. The impeachment, 1 week after the riot, won't likely lead to Trump's ouster before Biden takes office on January 20th. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has rejected Democratic calls for a quick trial in the Republican-led Senate, saying there was no way to meet in time. But even if he has left the White House, the Senate could convict Trump and then vote to ban him from running for office again. Biden, who is a Democrat, has urged Senate leaders to avoid a trial during his first days in the White House so that they can focus on the economy and getting the coronavirus vaccine distribution program on track. Voters in Uganda went to the polls today to choose the country's next president and members of parliament. The top contender, 38-year-old musician-turned-opposition politician Bobi Wine, is seeking to end President Yoweri Museveni's nearly 35 years in power. Wine, who is among 10 candidates, has been arrested several times, allegedly beaten and placed under house arrest for alleged violations of electoral rules. On the eve of polling, the United States announced it would not have an observer witness the vote because its accreditation requests were turned down, adding the election would lack accountability and transparency. And Israel is revising military options for a possible clash with Iran. An Israeli newspaper reported on Thursday